Would you believe the white-tailed eagle was once a native bird in Ireland? They haven't existed here in over 120 years, up until 2007, when conservation efforts got underway for their reintroduction to our landscape. The National Parks and Wildlife Service are behind the conservation programme in a bid to bolster the eagle population and have teamed up with experts in Norway to find suitable territory, feeding and nesting grounds here. Eamon Meskill is Divisional Manager for Killarney National Park and Project Manager for the White-tailed Eagle Project.
We built up a really good relationship with people in Norway. In the early stages of the project, three or four of the white-tailed eagle experts in Norway. The Norwegians, number one, they go out at the early part of the year, as in February and March, and they have a look and see how many white-tailed eagle nest sites have they that would be suitable to take white-tailed eagle chicks from. For the reintroduction project, which they agreed to supply Ireland with the white-tailed eagle chicks from, they don't take a chick from a nest that might have one young. Ideally two. If there's two of the same sex, well, then they probably won't take one. But our criteria for the areas would have been the release sites, number one, would have to be very secure and private and quiet, because these white-tailed eagle chicks, when we get them, we put them into these release cages for 5 weeks, and the danger would be that you might imprint on them, which means that they get too friendly with humans. So really, when the white-tailed eagles are in the release cages, well, then they can't see a human being. So from the point of view of the selection of the release site, there can't be any kind of people walking around and in front of the release cages, or they can't be seen. Two white-tailed eagle chicks per release cage. They're fed from a secret hole at the back of the release cage twice a day, so they don't see anybody feeding them. The only time that they actually see a human is when we take them out after 4 weeks to put satellite tags on them. The other criteria then would be that you have to have kind of electricity on site, that you can keep fridges and freezers where you have quite an amount of fish at that stage. So we have to have a ready supply. And of course, a critical one is the agreement of the landowner to have the release cages on those their lands. And this is where the stakeholders and the landowners really came up trumps. And they agreed to have the release cages on site and give us ready access. And it was really positive and really good that we could engage with the landowners. And then there was a different criteria then for the actual release, because it has to be within sight of water. It has to be an elevated site. There can't be any electricity wires going in the vicinity of the release cages, because when those white-tailed eagle chicks, which are quite enormous birds at the time of release, they're the size of a turkey, if they clipped off an electricity wire, well, then they'd break their wing or they'd break their neck or something like that. So there's many, many criteria that had to be kind of examined before we selected a suitable release site.
Satellite tags are attached when they are 2 months old and a week before they're released, with colour markings on the wings. It gives data to their location, migration and breeding pattern, as well as the year of their release.
But the satellite tags themselves give us three readings a day, and each reading will tell us where the white-tailed eagle chick is at that particular point in time. It tells us the distance that they go, it tells us the amount of time that they stay there, and it tells us the movement between times of where we get the last reading from. So, I mean, for instance, now we know that from last year, one of our chicks is up in Scotland.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully that bird will come back. But I mean, we're able to follow the white-tailed eagle chicks that far. So it's a really essential tool for the management of the birds. And if the white-tailed eagle chicks are in areas that we're a little bit concerned or sensitive about, well, then we go and check them out just to see if there's something that we should be aware of in that area. The information that's coming back is giving us good stuff, as well as stuff that's really distressing. I mean, if we see a white-tailed eagle tag that hasn't moved from that one location in 2 days, well, then we go and check it, and sometimes we find a fatality. But we collect the bird and we put it through the regional veterinary laboratories, and they run all kinds of tests in it, and we get information, positive information back from those autopsies and everything like that. But from the point of view of of the hens being able to show us where the birds are actually nesting as well. And I mean, last year we had 10 nesting pairs, and this year it looks like we're going to have 10 or 11 nesting pairs as well.
Despite the success of some nesting birds, there are challenges with unfortunate deaths.
Since 2007, and that was the third white-tailed eagle that we picked up that had lead shot in it. And two of them had been died from the actual lead shot. The other one had recovered and died from something else, completely different. So, I mean, it is like, I was a hunting man in my younger years, and I can't understand how anybody could mistake or would mistake something as majestic and the size of a white-tailed eagle by mistake. So it must have been something more sinister, and that's rather disturbing. On the other hand, we've had members of the shooting and the farming fraternity coming back with so much positivity and help that, I mean, all those negativities are more than balanced out. Mm-hmm. And we've also had situations we didn't have. We had a good few poisonings of white-tailed eagle chicks in the early years of the project. And we addressed that issue, and that really minimized over the years. And we didn't have a poisoning since 2015, but we did have that pair up in County Antrim last year. They turned up dead beside each other. And that's going through an investigative process with the PSNI and the Raptor Group up there at the moment. So, I mean, look, it's hard work. You just don't let them out, and it happens. It's hands-on.
Now in its second phase of the project, it's proving huge success.
We know it's working because one of the eagle female chicks from the second reintroduction phase of 2020 has already bred twice with a male white-tailed eagle from the reintroduction phase one, which is an 18-year-old eagle. So, I mean, we have that, and that's the reason why we had the second phase. And look, we've already had matching up of pairs in three or four other different sites across the country. And so it's really working, yeah.
For more information on the White-tailed Eagle Reintroduction Programme, you can visit the National Parks and Wildlife Service. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.